Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al, the IT elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
Brother, you know the heaviest weight you'll carry? Is knowing the man that you could be, but not doing the things you know you would need to do to become him. It's a decision at that point. Make it.
If you are losing the fire inside of you, life is over. So what do you need in order to live like life? We need fire. This fire only comes when we are using willpower. And the more you have this, the more internally it starts to generate this heat, this vitality. It is that vitality that makes you then push through things, even if it will become hard one day. It's this energy. You start to understand for yourself the power that lies inside of you.
The best revenge will always be waking up the next morning as you, knowing that they're waking up the next morning as them. And so succeeding isn't the best revenge, it's the only revenge. Because as you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. So you don't really beat them. You cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. And at the end of the day, you don't think about them either.
I want you to hear me when I say this. Figure it out. You can figure it out. You don't need your hand held. You don't need every single answer laid out, Googled, or given to you by somebody else. You got to put the phone down. You got to get up. You got to think critically for yourself. You can do that.
I know things don't make sense right now. It feels like all the hard work you're putting in is for nothing. And as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, life is going to make sense and pan out exactly how it's meant to. But you can't give up. And never for a second think that your presence and your hard work goes unnoticed.
Unless you're dead, then there is a way out. It does not matter how bad it has gotten. What you have is enough. You have your mind, you have your body, and you have your soul. What are you doing? You can work with what you already have. You don't need special treatment. You don't need someone to come save you. Do you want that? Do you want to be treated like a charity case? I assume not. So then just start with what you already have.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
So what would you say the biggest deception was? What was the biggest lie you were told?
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any of it. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you you can't, then it's done. And you realize it is that simple.
What are you afraid of, Eric?
I'm not afraid of anything.
No. You're afraid of something. And it's stopping you.
Stopping? From what?
From becoming what we all know you're capable of being.
What I'm capable of, what I'm capable of. You know something, Mr. Feeney, I'm always hearing that. What I'm capable of. I took the SATs last year, remember? I blew them. You know, maybe I'm just not meant to be in college.
Maybe you're someone who gives up too easily. What'll it be, Mr. Matthews? Who are you?
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Another moment of life. Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we make on a moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, they're struggled, then weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day, examine it, put it under a microscope, and have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break, it's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination, but always have that dream and continue to have that vision. Because when you continue to propel forward, you will see accomplishments. Take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself, stay strong, stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, you say, you know what? When one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your dreams, live your thoughts, and live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Rise, young warrior. You must get up. Your journey is not over.
I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
It was easier at the beginning.
Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
I just don't think I can do this. I'm never going to find a home.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
The best things in life are obvious. They don't need a plan, perfect timing, or anyone's approval. They come from a feeling you can't ignore. You don't have to overthink it or force it. The work feels weightless, the risk feels small, and the hours you spend disappear. That's how you know it's yours. It doesn't fight you, it finds you. So lean into that thing, because that's where the magic is.
Life isn't a straight line. It's not a neat series of steps that lead you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a storm, a constant push and pull, between hope and heartbreak, between progress and pain. And sometimes it feels like the storm is winning. You work, you fight, you give everything you have. And for what? To watch things fall apart? To lose what you thought you'd built? To feel like the universe is laughing in your face? It's hard not to wonder sometimes. What's the point? But here's the truth about life, and it's not the easy, polished truth people like to tell you. The truth is, life is hard, unfair, brutal, and relentless. It doesn't care how tired you are. It doesn't care how much you've already endured. It will keep coming at you, wave after wave, testing your strength, testing your patience, testing your will to keep moving. And that's the thing about life. It's not meant to be easy, because it's not the easy moments that shape us. It's not the smooth paths that teach us who we are. It's the struggle, the fight, the times when everything feels impossible, but you find a way to take one more step anyway. Think about the hardest moments of your life, the times you thought you wouldn't make it, the nights you cried yourself to sleep, The mornings you woke up feeling like you couldn't face another day. You didn't just survive those moments. You grew from them. They pushed you to your limits, and in doing so, they showed you what you're capable of. And that's the lesson life keeps teaching us. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the fire. But here's what makes it so hard. When you're in the middle of it, when the fire is burning and the storm is raging, it's almost impossible to see what's on the other side. It's hard to imagine that the pain will end, that the struggle will be worth it, that you'll come out stronger. It feels like the darkness will never lift, but it does. It always does. Life has a way of breaking us open, of tearing us apart, so that we can rebuild ourselves into something stronger. And I know that sounds cruel, like a punishment, but it's not. It's life's way of teaching us resilience, of showing us that we're capable of more than we ever imagined. And the only way to learn that is to keep going. Because here's the thing about life. It doesn't stop. The clock doesn't pause for you to catch your breath. The world doesn't wait for you to feel ready. It keeps moving. And if you want to survive, if you want to thrive, you have to keep moving with it. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. But moving forward doesn't mean you have to have it all figured out. It doesn't mean you have to know exactly where you're going or how you're going to get there. Sometimes it's enough just to take one step, just to do the next right thing. Because progress isn't about speed. It's about persistence. It's about refusing to give up, no matter how many times you fall. You don't have to move fast. You just have to move. And let me tell you something. You are stronger than you think. You've survived every single bad day you've ever had. Every heartbreak, every disappointment, every failure. You've gotten through it all. And if you're still here, if you're still breathing, that means you still have a chance. A chance to fight. A chance to grow, a chance to build something out of the rubble. The pain you're feeling right now, it's temporary. The struggle you're facing, it's temporary. But the strength you gain from pushing through it, that's permanent. That's yours forever. The key is not to let life's hardships define you. Don't let the pain harden you. Don't let the failures convince you that you're not enough. Don't let the storm make you forget who you are. You are not your setbacks. You are not your struggles. You are the person who keeps going, who refuses to quit, who finds a way to rise, no matter how many times you fall. And I get it. Sometimes it feels like the weight is too much to carry. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the strength to keep going. But let me tell you something. You don't have to carry it all at once. You don't have to do it all today. You just have to keep moving, step by step, day by day, until the weight starts to feel lighter. Because here's the truth. The storm doesn't last forever. The fire doesn't burn forever. The darkness doesn't stay forever. And when the clouds clear, when the ashes settle, when the light starts to break through, you'll see what all of this was for. You'll see that the struggle wasn't meaningless, that the pain wasn't wasted, that it all shaped you into someone stronger, someone wiser, someone who is capable of facing whatever comes next. So, if you're in the middle of the storm right now, if you're feeling broken, if you're wondering how you're going to keep going, I want you to remember this. You've made it through every storm before this one. You found a way to keep moving.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You have to learn to do things you hate in order to do the things you love. No payoffs come without sacrifice. Imagine how much further you'd be if you did things even when you didn't feel like doing them. People think there's some complex formula to winning, when the most basic one is, do what you said you were going to do before it became inconvenient.
Practice, 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 and do not accept failure. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. Because we all repeat something, but very few of us really will persist. Get out there. Do what you want to. Do not accept no.
The more you value comfort, the less you value progress. Discomfort is a necessity for fulfillment. We are made to face challenges, to set goals and conquer them, and to build great things. Realize that the resistance in your mind is the only thing that makes things hard. So embrace the difficulty, because that's where you'll find your true purpose.
I can't do that. The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable.
Yes, it's true.
Can't tell the human brain not to do something, right? And so what happens is we very often reinforce things where we put things in the negative. It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. If you focus on the path through the trees, all you will see is path through the trees.
I feel like where there's tests, there's growth, right? You can't grow without tests, right? So we don't resist them. We don't run from them. We don't retreat. We fight, we navigate, and we find a way through it in order for us to grow and become the individuals that we feel we're destined to become.
Procrastinating is a form of fear, and it is difficult to acknowledge fear. But the truth is that you cannot create anything of value without both self-doubt and self-belief. Without self-doubt, you become complacent. Without self-belief, you cannot succeed.
The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. There's something that you know you should be doing, whether it be working on yourself, losing weight, writing something, working on your career. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants success. You got to work at it. If you really want to be successful, You have to work at it.
True change is actually not behavior change, it's not results change, it's not process change, it's identity change. And the way to being something or becoming someone is through doing something. So every time you sit down to write, every time you practice that habit, you are being a writer. Every time you play a sport, you're being an athlete. Every time you practice painting or music or whatever, you're being an artist. And habits are not only the method through which we achieve external measures of success. They are also the path through which we achieve internal change and actually become someone new. They're the path through which we forge the identity that we have, the deepest beliefs we have about ourselves, our sense of self. And so if you can change your habits, you can change your life.
The keys to success have only been two. The number one, he said, decide exactly what it is you want and write it down and make a plan to achieve it. And number two is determine the price you're going to have to pay to get it and then resolve to pay that price.
I just keep losing. I mean, some people just supposed to lose for balance in the universe. I mean, like if they're just some people on Earth who supposed to be here just to make it easier for the winners. Like, really?
Resistance is a symptom of the way things are. Not the way things necessarily should be. Actual victory belongs to things that simply do not see failure. Let the path push you like a broken branch in a river's current.
Well, the problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. I thought it. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And what happened to me was, all I did was I peeled back. I peeled back, and I was able to get on top of a mountaintop in my head. And when you're high on that mountain, you have a great vantage point. And I was able to look down at the world. And we are, all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you got to come out of your shell. You got to accept who you are. You got to accept the demons that life gave you, that maybe you gave you, whoever gave them to you, you got to accept that. You got to be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eye and say, okay, I'm going to start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, you don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
If you are struggling to find fulfillment, please watch this. Not everything is going to make sense all the time. Not everything is going to feel right all the time. There is so much uncertainty that comes along with this journey. And we're not even 100% sure where we're gonna end up. But that's not the point. If we were certain of these things, if we always performed at our best, if we never struggled, there would be no journey. You must shift your focus back to your process, because your process is your fulfillment. It is your rock, your constant. Stop trying to find fulfillment. Realize that it's yours if you want it.
The person who never needed to be told to do the right thing, to the person who has all the motivation in the world, the person who knows they will be successful, I'm sorry. I know your future ahead is an amazing one, but I also know your problems never had the luxury of relatability. Almost everyone in this world is an obstacle to themselves, but they sure have company in their struggle. While your struggle is a lonely road, you know it pays off. I don't even have to tell you that, but I promise you, I understand. You are relatable to those that'll do big things, and it is okay that that comes in small quantity.
But as you grow, you lose certain homies, because it's called closing the gap. This is the gap when we start. This is the gap as you grow. Notice how you grow and they don't. So how do you close the gap? You got to come back down. When you come back down, you lose. So you got to keep going up. That's why closing the gap gotta be them catching up to you. And if they don't catch up, you gotta leave them behind, because you get to the point now where you gotta start cutting out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't look back when you cut them out. Because if they meant to be there, they're gonna be there.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This can mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It can mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing at a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds, and it'll be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
You can't see the proper light if you have never indulged in the very, very deepest dark times. It's not negative. It's just something that you usually don't want to dive into when something like this appears. But it's part of this life. There is no way to run around. So to embrace the darkness, one and one goes hand in hand with, on the other side, appreciating the light when it comes.
The life you want isn't out of reach. It's just outside your comfort zone. You can't build the life you want if you just keep clinging to the same old patterns. This journey is on you. Sometimes it's going to feel hard, maybe even pointless, but that's where perseverance kicks in. Push through the resistance, one day at a time, and watch what happens when you refuse to give up on yourself.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, if you die before you get to your dream, die going to your dream. At least you will finish this world going somewhere, not just sitting, saying, man, if only.
I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. Hold on. You keep going. You keep studying. You keep writing. You keep singing. You just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, I'm telling you, trouble don't last always. Every storm that's come, it will pass.
So they told you what you did wasn't good enough. They told you that you wouldn't be anything. They told you that you weren't tall enough, you weren't fast enough, that you weren't strong enough. You didn't come from the right neighborhood, but still you show up. You must continue to show up. See, the reason that most people become successful in life isn't because they were dealt a better hand. It wasn't because they have a better background than you. It's because they never gave up. They just kept showing up. They were that dripping faucet that wouldn't stop. They were the one who was relentless in their pursuit. They said, I'm going to chase this thing until I get it.
Overthinking is the art. It's an art. It is literally an art. It's an art that a lot of individuals here have mastered. It's the art of creating issues and problems that don't exist. There's enough issues in life that already exist. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. It wakes you up. It gets you going. Doubt you create. Everything you doubted about yourself, everything you doubted about your abilities, everything you doubted about how far you can go, everything you doubted about how hard you should work, everything's doubted about where you should be. You created it. You're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to have fear. You're not supposed to have doubt.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
You had to create a human. What would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be in really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. It's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframe the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, that the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
When you look at someone and you say that man or that woman has something that I don't have, you're telling yourself a justification as to why you can't do it. You're talking yourself out of it. They didn't have that ability either. They got it from showing up every day and executing, and especially when they don't feel like it.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is a pill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Because I promise you, if you quit, no one will ever know your name. If you quit, you will never know who you could have been. That's the difference. So many people go to their graves because they quit too early. They didn't have that attitude of being relentless and will never know who they were. That will not be you. You are the one who continues. You are the one who says, I'm showing up for this thing. You are the one who says, maybe I wasn't successful the first time. Maybe I failed that second time and the third time and the fourth time, but best believe I'm coming back for that fifth time. Because I need to discover this. You need to discover this. You need to know what it's like when you don't give up, because I know that you already know what is on the other side of quitting too early. But what is on the other side of you being relentless?
Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth.
And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Until your mind is open to the possibilities that I can do this, you would never be able to do it. Once the mind starts to believe it can be achieved, only then does it start to break down tactically how we can do this. Until then, you're going to always lose.
It says character is not a product of circumstances. It's the thing that survives.
Most people are so distracted. They're so busy being busy. They're so exhausted. It's very easy because there are so few people doing the things required of world class. There's very little competition at world class.
That hunger to be more, to do more, to give more, that hunger that never ends. If you can, I think everybody has that hunger, but for some people it's been asleep for a long time because they're afraid. They're afraid that I'm going to get hungry, I'm going to try, I'm going to fail. And so it's human nature to protect yourself from the fear by just lowering your expectations. You get what you tolerate in yourself, you get what you tolerate in your life, and sooner or later, we sometimes get a point where we say, not another day, not another hour, this is done. I'm not walking this way, I'm not talking this way, I'm not living this way, I'm gonna change it. And when people do that, that's the beginning of a breakthrough.
Every next level of my life demands a new version of me. Oftentimes, we got goals, dreams, and aspirations, and wanna acquire and do certain things, but you're still the old version of you. You haven't grown in no sense of the word. You haven't experienced enough. That's the great thing about experiences. People are so afraid of experiences, but the great thing about experiences, you learn who you are, what you possess, what you will do. You learn from different situations, different scenarios. When you fail, you learn. When it doesn't go the way you want it to, when it goes the way, you learn, right? How do you grow? You learn. How is character formulated and sustained? You learn this, right? And so when it says, let the hard things in life break you and affect you, it's not saying let it break you to the point that you crumble.
What it's saying is let it affect you.
And every single one of you out there have the superpowers necessary for greatness. But until you're backed into a corner, like an injured, hungry, thirsty dog, you don't really realize how much you have in you. That is something that no test can measure.
Go after your dreams. I never allowed anybody to tell me what I was capable of accomplishing. I never let anybody tell me that I can't do.
The other side of temporary pain, you meet your other self. If you can survive the temporary, you'll meet another version of you. What actually keeps you alive does not make you successful. And so our proclivity is to avoid pain and discomfort. And when we're going through it, we try to get through it in such a way that it doesn't cause us much pain.
If you can survive the temporary, you meet another version of yourself.
A lot of people, they wits, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want. Because the thing I know about people can talk the talk, and people do it very well. And life is going to say to you, you said you wanted it, now let's see how bad you really want it.
And I said, most people underestimate their abilities and their capacity, and then they overestimate other people's abilities and capacity. It's almost like you'll put yourself in a position to think that greatness is somehow reserved for special people, and that you don't belong in that category of special, like almost like you don't have what it takes.
What the great ones understand is you're always going to be guaranteed success. You're always going to be guaranteed fulfillment when you're doing it for the process and not the product. If you're doing it for the product, then it's a hit or miss. But when you're doing it for the process, when you're doing it because it's in your heart, when you're doing it because you're doing it for compassion and passion, and you're doing it for somebody bigger than you, come on, man. You're going to be successful. There's no way you can fail. That's the promise that was made for you to be born.
You want a goal that you can never attain. Right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. And that's why the highest levels of virtue and goal are in some sense transcendent. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
You have everything that you need to achieve greatness, and you've got a duty and a responsibility to the world to demonstrate greatness, the highest version of yourself, the 2.0 version of yourself, the most self-actualized version of yourself. You must become the man that you love, that you respect, that you admire. That is your duty. That is my duty. You've got the next 6 months ahead of you. You can either be a loser and say you will wait for the new year to come to reset your expectations and a resolution, or you could start today and reprogram yourself for greatness.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
So what you waiting on?
What?
Do you dream, Elliot? You scraping so hard like you ain't never asked yourself this before. I said, do you want to be here right now?
Along the way, you're going to need to do things you don't want to do or might not think you can do. It's okay to be scared.
That you are now at war within your own mind and body. You are going through a metamorphosis, my nephew. It will not be a pleasant experience. But when you come out of it, you will be the beautiful prince you were always meant to be.
You're going to see this video right before you enter a winning stage in your life. I don't know why, but I just have a feeling that you've been in a rut. You've been off. Things have been feeling maybe out of alignment for you for some time. But that's going to change very, very soon. You know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And I believe that you have a purpose that you are destined to fulfill in this world. But in order to get there, in order to fulfill that purpose, you must go through a process. You must travel along this long and beautifully treacherous journey. With that comes a lot of hardship, a lot of adversity, a lot of discomfort, whether we like it or not. It's just part of the process. But I want you to know that although things may not have been going your way recently, you've been in this rut, you've been hitting dead end after dead end, repeat failure after repeat failure. The reason that you are going through this is because you are destined for something great.
You know, extraordinary things only happen to extraordinary people. Maybe it's a sign that you've got an extraordinary destiny. Something greater than you could have imagined.
Please stop making it so easy to be extraordinary. This world is so lost that all you have to do is be an honest person and keep some promises, and people think you're a superhero. I mean, if you open your eyes, the lessons are right in front of you. Listen to what makes old people regretful and ask yourself why you're doing the same exact things. Copy the people you look up to, and it freaking works. My God, all people ever want is some free pass. Well, the blueprint of other people's successes and failures is the closest thing you're ever going to get.
And if one is passionate and committed in the noble pursuit of excellence within their chosen field, be that the arts, technology, science, humanitarianism, conservationism, then I would say one has a moral obligation and an ethical duty to be of service and to always strive to be part of the solution, not the problem. After all, it's a world that our children would inherit. That's worth being a part of. That speaks to me. Passion. Action. Noble intention. Creates progress.
Do you think that everyone has purpose?
The way I look at it is, you, Theo, were born with a DNA that will never be replicated in the past or in the future. It's a unique marker of you, right? So genetically, there is something different about you. Weird, odd, great, whatever you want to put it, okay? And it's like something that's planted at your birth. It's what makes you different from everybody else. It's like a seed at your birth. If you cultivate that seed, if you cultivate your uniqueness, it gives you a purpose in life. It's why you are unique. It's what makes you, you. It's your energy, it's your character, it's your weirdness, it's your sense of humor. It's what draws you to certain things, what you hate about certain things. It's you. If you listen to that, it's like a voice inside of your head. Listen to that voice clearly. It directs you, it gives you a purpose.
What is your why? Why'd you even get out of the bed this morning? Why did you eat what you ate? Why did you wear what you wore? We are here to connect. Life is about people. Love, time, death. Now these three abstractions connect every single human being on earth. Everything that we covet, everything that we fear not having, everything that we ultimately end up buying is because at the end of the day, we long for love, we wish we had more time, and we fear death. Love, time, death.
Natural to doubt yourself, but if you can push through that and do what needs to be done, you'll do just fine.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
If you were anything like me, you have to feel the pressure. You have to be challenged. You have to be put into uncomfortable scenarios because it wakes something up within you, something that craves life. That part of you that lies deep down will live again. It will live again. And it is when you are reconnected with this part of you that you realize that you can really do anything. No matter how hard it gets or whatever challenge you face, there's nothing that could ever stop you. As long as you are connected with this energy and you remain focused in your pursuit of legacy and fulfillment, there's nothing you cannot do. It doesn't get any simpler than that.
How many promises have you broken to yourself this week? Take a second and really think about that. Maybe it was the alarm you snoozed this morning. Maybe it was the workout you skipped yesterday.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Now, here's the real question. How do those broken promises make you feel? You see, every time you tell yourself you'll do something and then you don't, a small part of you loses faith in yourself. And the scary part? You probably don't even notice. It's about the tiny defeats that stack up one after another. You think you're just skipping the gym? But what you're really skipping is the opportunity to prove to yourself that you're capable. You think you're just snoozing your alarm, but what you're really doing is training yourself to break your own word. These defeats, they don't happen all at once. They creep in slowly, infiltrating your mind, making you feel weaker, making you doubt yourself. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. What if I told you there's one decision you can make today that will change everything? What if I told you that keeping the promises you make to yourself could unlock a level of mental strength you didn't even know you had? This video is not about motivation. It's not about hyping you up or telling you to just do it. This is about building discipline. Because discipline isn't about punishment. It's about freedom. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you felt truly proud of yourself? I'm not talking about the big moments like landing a job or finishing a degree. I'm talking about those quiet moments, the ones no one else sees, where you showed up for yourself, when it would have been easier not to. For most of us, those moments are rare. Why? Because we're losing the small battles every single day. And every time you break your own word, you're telling yourself, my promises don't matter. I don't matter. You might not realize it, but this is what's slowly draining your mental strength. It's why you feel unmotivated. It's why you feel stuck. It's why you feel like you're not enough. I've been there. I know how it feels. Let's talk about motivation for a second. Everyone's obsessed with it. I just need to find the motivation, they say. But let me tell you something. Motivation is a liar. It's unreliable. It's fleeting. And if you're waiting to feel motivated, you'll be waiting forever. Discipline, though. Discipline doesn't care how you feel. Discipline says, get it done anyway. Here's the truth. Discipline will take you places that motivation never could. When you build discipline, you don't need to rely on some magical burst of energy to get things done. You just do them. And every time you follow through, you're casting a vote for the person you want to become. Imagine this, waking up every day and knowing you can trust yourself completely. Knowing that when you say you'll do something, it'll get done. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up day after day and proving to yourself that you're stronger than your excuses. Let me share a story. There was a guy, ordinary like you and me. He wasn't the strongest or the smartest, but he was disciplined. Every morning he woke up at the same time, he trained at the same time, he ate the same meals. People called him boring, even obsessive. But you know what? He won. Not because he was special, but because he refused to lose to himself. That's what discipline does. It makes you unstoppable. Now you might be thinking, okay, I get it. Discipline is important. But where do I start? Start small. Start today. Step one. Set one non-negotiable goal. Just one. Maybe it's waking up at 6 a.m. Maybe it's drinking a gallon of water. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you commit to it, no matter what. Step two, eliminate decision fatigue. Don't give yourself options. If you've decided to train at 7 a.m., there's no debate. You're not asking yourself if you feel like it. You're just doing it. Step three, track your wins. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, write it down. Watch the list grow. Those little victories, they add up. But let me be real with you. You're going to mess up. You're going to miss workouts, hit snooze, and break promises. And that's okay. Failing doesn't mean you're a failure. Quitting does. The key is to get back up. To refuse to let one bad day turn into a bad week. Discipline is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And the stronger it gets, the easier it becomes to win those battles. At the end of the day, discipline isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about freedom. When you're disciplined, you're free from the guilt and regret that comes from breaking promises. You're free from the endless cycle of excuses and restarts. You're free to live the life you've always wanted. Start small, but start today. Win your next battle, and then the one after that. Because every time you keep a promise to yourself, you're proving to yourself that you're capable, that you're strong, that you're enough. You've got this. If this message resonated with you, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's build discipline together.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W. with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.